Beijing's bidding concept has three major ideas: athletes-oriented, sustainable development, and frugal style. Delegates from the Beijing Bid Committee say the first step is to concentrate on athletes, providing them with a good environment. Fang Li, the Environmental Protection Department Director of Beijing's bid team, promises that more effort will be made to deal with the air quality in the city.
2022年的时候，赛期。If we win the bid, we can definitely guarantee that by 2022, the athletes will be able to compete in clean air and achieve good results. We figure that we will manage to reduce the concentration of PM2.5 by 45% against 2012.
Zhou Xing, Deputy Director of the Finance and Marketing Development Department, says China has provided an affordable plan which is also practical.
Our budget report runs over 200 pages. It calculates in every detail the cost of every kilowatt hour of power, every ton of water, every chair and desk, and every person, as well as the consumption of food. This is also why the IOC said our report is very solid and accurate.
Meanwhile, the bidding team also addresses the issue concerning snow conditions in Zhangjiakou, the city that would co-host the games together with Beijing. The mayor of Zhangjiakou, Hou Liang, says the city can provide high-quality snow, which will certainly meet the Winter Olympics technical standards.
People constantly ask me about the snow quality in Zhangjiakou. I believe we have enough high-quality snow. For the past 20 years, since people in Zhangjiakou started to play snow sports, we've had annual snowfall from 60 to 100 centimeters. In addition, most of our skiing trails are certificated by the International Ski Federation and other single-event federations.
Hou Liang says, regardless if Beijing and Zhangjiakou wins the bid or not, Zhangjiakou is already a major snow sports city. He says Zhangjiakou is planning to develop a winter sports industry and meet growing demands of recreational activities and sports. For CRI, I'm Niu Honglin.